which is the helper,
praise
which
that.
Is the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Have you got to have the Holy Ghost up? Thank you, Jesus. That's why so many churches don't have no power.
Amen.
That's why they're going through the motion. Good God Almighty. That's why they worship washer and hand stepping.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus. It ain't nothing for to see a church turn out and time the people get on the outside. They go to lighten up. Thank you, Jesus. Then they go in their car and they got a little nip on
Amen.
That. Thank you, Jesus. And then some on that weekend, they done been to the club. Thank you, Jesus. Doing this and that, they're laying here and laying there. Good God Almighty. Why? They don't have the Holy Ghost. Without
praise
the Holy
the word,
Ghost,
the word.
You'll do ugly things. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to do shameful things.
Yeah.
Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to do
praise
sinful
that.
Things. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to dress hot, handy. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to walk contrary to God's word.
Praise the word.
Without
yeah,
the Holy
word.
Ghost, you can't live. You can't treat each other right. That's why men have lost so many good wives because they don't treat them right. And the Bible tells the husband, don't be bitter toward the wife and love the wife. Love the wife like Christ loved the church.
Amen.
You can't love without the Holy Ghost. You can't be
praise
kind
that.
Without the Holy Ghost. You can't even talk right to each other without the Holy Ghost. Now I'm finna say something. And without the Holy Ghost, you can't go to heaven.
Amen.
But the Bible said that same spirit
praise
that quickened Jesus Christ's body and raised him from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. That same spirit will quicken your mortal body. Thank you, Jesus. Without
amen.
The Holy Ghost, when he come up with the trumpet sound, he gonna come with a shout. According to the Bible,
praise the word.
He come with a shout, and the trumpet gonna sound, and the dead in Christ gonna rise first. Red
amen.
Down in 1 Thessalonians 4 chapter, and the dead in Christ gonna rise first. But watch this now. Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't gonna be able to hear that trumpet. And if you die sin, you gonna stay right there. When the trumpet sound, you ain't gonna get up.
Amen.
Until it's time to be judged.
Praise God.
That's why you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost in your everyday life. You need the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. He'll talk to you. He'll walk in you. And you his people, and we his God.
Amen.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Got to have it.
Holy Ghost, praise
no
the Bible said, time, I won't shout now. The Bible said in Romans 8:9, but ye are not in the flesh, see that? But in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Watch this now. Watch this. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. Now, ain't that plain? I said, isn't that plain? Without the Holy Ghost, you're not of his. And if you ain't his, you belong to the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise that.
It's a hurting thing for a mama to tell her son, you ain't mine. So, hallelujah. It's a hurting thing. For a daddy to tell a child, he ain't mine.
Praise that.
But good God Almighty. But that's why the Bible says the body without the spirit is dead.
Amen.
That's why these women put on and paint up. They don't have their Holy Ghost. That's why they got tattoos all over their
praise
body.
Praise the word. You
all
the
inside
word.
Their head. All up under their neck. All across their breath. All on their arms. Good
amen.
God Almighty. Without their Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't have no guidance. Matter of fact, without the Holy Ghost, you ain't got good sense. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the word.
But the Bible says he'll lead you and guide you to all truth.
Amen.
Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't got not two spirits out there. Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the spirit of the devil. One of
praise
them
that.
Gonna lead you. I'll be led by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Good God Almighty.
Praise
my mind goes back. One of my favorite scriptures while Peter was preaching in Cornelia house, in the 10th chapter of Acts, he preached Jesus. He preached, and the Bible said the Holy Ghost fell on
praise
them,
that.
Which heard them. Hallelujah. And they began to speak with tongues. Ain't nobody lay hands on them
amen.
Now. It's just the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need, brother and sister. You need the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. That's why your preacher can't lead right.
Amen.
You don't have the Holy Ghost. That's why the preacher can't keep his hand off of them women. He got, you know, he need the Holy Ghost. That's why these women can't dress right. They need the Holy Ghost. That's why these men walk around here all around their face.
Praise
all that. Up on their chin, looking like something wise.
Jesus.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
But the Bible says the Holy Ghost will teach you and lead you to all truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hear the baby, hear it.
The Holy Ghost.
Thank
got
you,
to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
First, you got to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy.
Yes.
Jesus said, be holy. He's the Holy God. So we got to be holy, too.
Uh-huh.
If I got to be holy, you got to be holy, too. God is calling y'all. He said, tell my people that I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name, because I died for you, waiting with his arm wide open.
Uh-huh.
Come, my people. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
We love you. Crying out for your soul.
Yes.
When it's time to come out those britches. It's time those tight britches, those tight skirts, you know how to walk in them. It cover up your bosom. Stop cutting your hair.
Yes.
Stop dyeing your hair all kind of color.
Thank
Let
God.
It stay like God give it to you. He said, tell my people that I'm coming. Tell them I'm coming. Take on his name. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God is a good God. All things that say hallelujah.
Yeah,
woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Come by the Holy Ghost.
Ooh, Holy Ghost.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And the Bible said, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
And good God Almighty, in Acts 5:32, and we are his witness of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. Good God
Thank
Almighty.
You, Jesus.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not obeying him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Then he went on to say,
hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In 2 Corinthians 6:16, and what agreement had the temple of God with idols, and ye are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Hallelujah.
That means you got to have the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Preach it.
Oh, you need the Holy Ghost in your everyday
Amen.
Life. You need the Holy Ghost to lay hands on the sick.
Hallelujah.
You need the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. That's why Paul said, no man, a good God can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost, you can't do nothing but the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. You need him every day.
Amen.
You need him every hour. Good God,
yes, Lord.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
You ought to go to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got the Holy Ghost.
Preach
I said,
that.
Don't die without
the
Holy Ghost.
Ghost.
Don't die without the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. In these last and evil days, when everything going on, everything going down. Children getting killed. Hallie getting
Amen.
Cut down. Good God.
Hallelujah.
You shooting each other like you do animals.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Somebody need to pray.
Pray to
him. Oh, that's why the Bible said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves.
Yeah.
Pray. Good God Almighty. Turn from their
wicked
ways. Seek my face. Then I'll hear
from
heaven. But you need the Holy Ghost. That's why you got
Praise
that power. That's why Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost
come upon you. Amen.
You know, then they picked it up in the 2nd chapter of Acts when they all there on one accord.
Uh-huh.
They were all up there.
Preach
120 in the upper room.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden, good God Almighty, it sound as a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
And it filled all the houses. Good God
Almighty.
Thank and you, Jesus. And they began to speak in tongue as the Spirit gave utterance. Peter went on to preach. And when Peter was in the middle of the preaching, somebody said, what shall we do? What shall we do? Peter said, repent, every one of you. It read in Acts 2:38 and get baptized. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Only way, get your sin washed
Amen.
Away. Only way,
way
you can be, hallelujah, washed clean. Only way, your sin will be remitted. Only way your sin will be done away with. You got to go down in that water.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to the Romans 6 chapter, how about the first 17 verses? Hallelujah. You need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You need the Holy Ghost. That's why you can't live right. You need the Holy Ghost. That's why you men can't control lust. You need the Holy Ghost. If homosexuals had the Holy Ghost, there wouldn't be no homosexuals.
Praise the word, you in the word.
Out of God. God made man, and God made woman. He ain't made no in-between. That's why Paul said, it's good for a man
Amen.
Not to touch a woman. It's good for a man, good God Almighty, not to touch a woman. But in all the avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. See that wife? Let every woman have her own husband. He ain't said nothing about no every man have his own man.
Preach it. You in the word?
Have his own wife. He didn't say that. He said, let every man have his own wife. Homosexual.
Amen.
Going to hell. Lesbian.
Preach it.
Going to hell. LPG, whatever that is, they're going to
hell.
That. If you're not lining up with the Lord Jesus, you're going to
hallelujah.
Hell. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We need the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I give unto you understanding. There's no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus.
Uh-huh.
A curse. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12:3. We need the Holy Ghost, y'all.
Amen.
In our everyday life.
Yes,
that's why you're miserable. That's why things don't line up for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says if we have hope only in this world,
uh-huh.
we are most miserable
old
man. You're most miserable old woman.
Praise that.
You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And guide you. Jesus told the disciple, hallelujah, I got to go.
Uh-huh.
In that season that I go. Because if I don't go, the Holy Ghost won't come.
Amen.
I got to send a comforter. Because y'all going to need a comforter. Because Jesus was saying, I'm going to leave here. I got to go back to the throne. And put on my rightful garment, which
uh-huh.
is God Almighty. But you need some help down here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's why Jesus told him to go tarry to Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's right down in the 24th chapter of St. Luke. You preachers ain't preaching that. Jesus.
Preach the word.
Holy
You're in the word.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. We gone.
Hallelujah.
And we don't want to go, but
Amen.
It's good to us. In Jesus'
Your name. Hallelujah.
Need the Holy Ghost.
God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Come on, get saved, baptized in Jesus' name. Come on, go to heaven with us.
Don't die without it.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
About thank God for Jesus. Amen. Deacon Barkew, thank you for that prayer. Amen. That prayer sparked something in my spirit. Praise God. Thank Jesus for the victory. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You ought to thank Jesus for the victory. You know, I asked a question, how many people in here today would like for their favorite team to experience a victory in those major playoff games? Tonight, I believe, is the basketball all-star game. And I've always been a proponent of the West. So I'm hoping that the West will have a victory on tonight. And in our text today, the Apostle Paul gives expression to what? The gratitude in his heart for a unique victory, praise God, that is assured to those who exercise a firm faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe that it's appropriate at this time for you to turn to your neighbor, because I want y'all to help me today. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Do you have a firm belief in the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, he is shouting. That's why I wanted to read it, because if you read that, it's almost like Paul is shouting with joy because of the confidence, praise God, in the ultimate victory that will be ours through faith in Jesus Christ. Not in nothing else, praise God, but faith in Jesus Christ. Y'all hear me sing that song, and I love it. Praise God, move upstairs. I don't sing that song just because it sounds good. I don't sing that song just to try to make somebody shout. Praise God, I sing that song because one of these days, praise God, there is a room for me upstairs, and that's because, praise God, I have the victory. Praise God, through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, in our text, Paul has concluded, praise God, his statement on the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he has expressed his confidence and his conviction that those of us who trust Jesus, praise God, will likewise experience victory over death and the grave. Oh yeah, you see, as Paul writes this text, it appears that his heart sings with joy and thanksgiving, no doubt because he anticipates his own victory, praise God, over death. Oh yeah, so as we look at this text, there are three reasons why we should be thankful and thank God for the victory of heaven. Praise God. First of all, we can be thankful for the victory over sin. You see, sin is one disease, praise God, that we all have in common. Amen. That's a disease that we all have in common. And this disease is worse than cancer. And it is a malignancy, praise God, that nobody can overcome in their human ways. Praise God. It is a disease, praise God, that if not overcome, is going to result in death. Praise God. Somebody looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. That disease of sin will result in death, not only of your body, but praise God, but of your soul. Amen. So Jesus gives us the victory over sin. Someone may say, you know, I don't believe I sin no more. I'm good at two-shoe. Praise God. They feel like they're doing pretty good. But can I remind us what the Bible says? Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says that we all have sinned. Amen. And I have enough sense to know that have is in past tense. We have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. Praise God. So none of us can sit down and stick our chest out. None of us, praise God, can beat a drum because we all have sinned. Praise God. The thing is, don't keep on sinning. Praise God. So we find that Jesus Christ have the victory over sin. That three things of sin that he has the victory over. He's given us the victory over the penalty of sin, which is death. Praise God. If you look at Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it tells you that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is in fact eternal life. What? Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something this morning, my brothers and my sisters. Sin deserves death for two very clear reasons. First of all, sin is acting against God. I'm talking about acting against his very nature. And you want to know the nature of God? God's nature is purity and morality. His nature is holiness and glory. His nature is justice and righteous. His nature, Reverend Phillips, as we were talking yesterday evening, is love, praise God. And it is, in fact, grace. So for that reason alone, sin needs to be put to death. But the second reason why sin needs to die, praise God, because sin is downright rebellion against God. Amen. Those who commit sin, praise God, it is them who are rejecting God. They are ignoring God. They're disobeying God. And they are denying God. And they're refusing to live for God. You see, true justice demands that sin receives its payment, its wages. And since sin is so opposed to God's nature and is actually rebellious against God, let me tell you something, it deserves to die. Amen. It deserves to die, but thank God, praise God, for the victory over the penalty of death. You see, through Jesus Christ, we have the victory over the penalty of death, but we also have victory over the power of death. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the power of sin, praise God, should have no more dominion over you. Praise God. You see, he gives us the victory over the power of sin. Amen. In other words, once you have received him, I'm talking about truly received him, and you have given your life to him, he gives you the power over sin. Amen. Somebody look at me like I'm gone crazy. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about because I have been there. Praise God. You see, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Listen at these words. It says, for it is God which worked in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. What I mean by that? That word work, in that Greek word for that word work, means to energize. In other words, what that verse is trying to tell us is that Jesus arouses and he energizes us, praise God, so that we won't sin. Amen. In other words, he gives us the power to say no, praise God, when the world and everything else trying to tell us to say yes. Gives us the power, praise God, to go to the right when the world and everything else is telling us to go to the left. Praise God. You see, he arouses the heart of the believer, praise God, to do his will and not the will of the devil. In other words, God is working within us. He is energizing us, giving us both the will and the power to do what pleases him. And with the Holy Ghost working in us, praise God, sin no longer has power over us. Amen. You want somebody looking at me and say, well, you give me a scripture to tell me that. Can I give you one? Can I give him one, Sister Lee? Praise God. 1 Corinthians. Put 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 on the marquee. It's in your Bible. Praise God. Look what Paul writes. He says that there has no temptation taken you, but that such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. See, he's going to make a way for you to escape. But you want to know what you got to do? He's energizing you. He's arousing you, praise God, so that you would make the escape. But you got to take the escape route. Oh, my God. Praise God. You got to take the escape route. He's going to give you an escape route when that temptation comes over you to do something that's wrong. But you got to take the escape route. Praise God. If you don't take the escape route, that tells me that you're going into that thing headlong. Praise God. So he gives us the power over the penalty of sin. He gives us the power over the power of sin, excuse me. But thirdly, it's through Jesus Christ, he will one day give us victory over the very presence of sin. Amen. Let me read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. And I'm gonna make this a reading assignment for us. Praise God. Everybody will go back. And I mean, take your time. Don't just read it. I want you to take your time and read Hebrews chapter 9. Read that whole chapter. Underlining certain words and looking at it. Let the Lord speak to you, praise God, through that particular chapter. There's a lot of stuff in that chapter. Chapter 9 of Hebrews, praise God. Because we find that he gives us the victory over the very presence of sin. Look what Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28 says. He says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear what, the second time, without sin unto salvation. In other words, he's coming back. Praise God. And every believer that believes in Christ, praise God, he has taken our sins upon him. And when he comes back that second time, you don't have to worry about none of that kind of stuff, because all of your sins will have been taken upon him. Praise God. Because when he comes to take us out of the very presence of sin, of course, you know what that means, praise God. He's going to transition us out, praise God, where we're going to go into a holding place, and we're going to wait until one day when he steps out on that cloud. And when he comes back, praise God, the Bible tells me that those who died in Christ, they're going to get up first. But then we that remain, my brothers and my sisters, we are going to get caught up. I'm talking about those that remain who are still in Christ Jesus. You still got your hands locked, tied up into Christ Jesus when he comes back. Praise God. And you still alive. He's going to take you, praise God. He's going to change your mortal body into an immortal body in the twinkling of an eye. So he's going to take us completely out of the presence of sin. Say praise God. So we find that he gives us the victory over sin. Jesus Christ does that. He gives us the victory over the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and he will ultimately give us the victory over the presence of sin. But second, we ought to be thankful for the victory over suffering. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know what you might be going through, but you have a God who gives you the victory over suffering. Amen. You see, sooner or later, oh Lord, the older I get, praise God, I realize that sooner or later, praise God, suffering is going to be the lot of a whole bunch of folk. Praise God, for suffering is a crushing blow that shatters everyone, and those who start suffering beyond repair. But you won't know what the question is. Amen. The question is, how should we face suffering? How should we face disappointments? How can we face setbacks? Because let me tell you something, as long as you get up in the morning, praise God, you're going to face some suffering. You're going to have some disappointments. You're going to have some setbacks. And some of them disappointments and setbacks are going to come directly from folks that are right in your family. Praise God. And so, and how do you deal with it? Praise God. You got to learn. We have to deal with it the same way the Apostle Paul dealt with it. You know what Paul did? Paul discovered two things. Praise God. And I think that believers, once we discover these two things, praise God, our walk, praise God, through this world, it's going to be one that we're not going to ever be ashamed of. And it's going to be a walk, praise God, that we are going to forever be glad of. You want to know what Paul discovered? The first thing that Paul discovered, praise God, he discovered that being a follower of Jesus Christ does not immune us, praise God, from hardship. Does not immune us from suffering. does not immune us from disappointment. Praise God. And he discovered that. Praise God. And he said that since I know that whether or not I'm on his side, that I'm going to still suffer. Oh yeah, he says it in his word, because he said that the Bible tells us that it's going to rain.